Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing developments in science and technology. Science that affects your life. Science that affects the way you view the universe. And if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, why don't you give us a call? The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, write that magic number down, 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And while you're at it, why don't you pick up a copy of my latest New York Times bestseller? In fact, it's my fifth New York Times bestseller. The book is called Quantum Supremacy, How Quantum Computers Will Change Everything. You know, when we look at the abacus today, we say, how primitive. I mean, how could they possibly have a civilization based on moving little bees on a roller called the abacus? Well, our grandkids may say the same thing to us. How could you possibly live in a world where there were just digital computers? I mean, Mother Nature doesn't use digital. Where in Mother Nature, in all of Mother Nature, do we find zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones, which is digital? Nowhere. Mother Nature doesn't use digital. Mother Nature uses quantum, the states of electron waves inside an atom that gives us life, gives us the destroyer of life like cancer. All the mysteries of matter are embedded in the electron waves. So find out what all the excitement is about quantum computers, which will one day make digital computers obsolete. The book, once again, is called Quantum Supremacy. Okay, well, before we begin by taking listener phone calls, let me answer a bunch of listener phone calls all at once that I get. First, I'll talk about asteroids. Did you know that there are five large asteroids that are going to whiz by the planet Earth? How dangerous is that? And how is it possible that they could slip right through our detection net and we didn't even know it? Till we came eye to eye with gigantic asteroids. How come we weren't given any notice? I'll talk about that. And then I'll continue a discussion about dreams. You know, Freud, everybody has a theory about dreams, because after all of us dream, right? But science is now beginning to tease apart some of the mechanisms behind dreams. And we'll talk about lucid dreaming. That is, people that claim to actually be conscious while they dream, to alter the direction of their dream consciously. It turns out that using MRI scans of the brain, it's true. About 1% of the time, these people can, in fact, consciously manipulate a dream. And so we'll talk about what it means if one day we'll be able to walk through a dream and consciously manipulate things. This sounds like science fiction, right? But no, we're talking solid scientific fact. Okay, well, let's just jump right into some of the big stories of the past month. Count them, five major asteroids. Some of them as big as a school bus, some of them as big as an apartment building, just whizzing by the planet Earth. And for the most part, we are blissfully unaware of that fact. As Carl Sagan used to say, we live in the middle of a cosmic shooting gallery. Now, the big ones, that is, asteroids that are bigger than a football field, We track those, okay? So no doubt that we can defend ourselves by detecting asteroids or comets that are bigger than a football field. However, asteroids that are smaller than that whiz by the planet Earth all the time, and we are blissfully unaware of that fact. So let's talk about these things, and let's talk about meteors in general. First of all, there are four basic types of asteroids that go whizzing around. The first are the big ones. We're talking about planet busters. Like the object that plowed into the Yucatan of Mexico 65 million years ago, wiping out the dinosaurs. That object, we think, was about 6 miles across. That's a planet buster. And they come by once every 50 million years or so. So we can rest assured that we're not going to come face to face with a planet buster anytime soon. We track those. Then we have the nation busters. These are objects much larger than an apartment building. And these objects can wipe out, let's say, England or wipe out Germany. Now, they don't occur very often either. Once every maybe thousands of years, 10,000 years, 20,000 years, we may experience a nation buster like that. Then we have city busters. City busters are objects that can wipe out Hiroshima or Nagasaki. And these objects come whizzing by the Earth once every few thousand years to a few centuries. And then what about human experience? Well, we had two city busters just within the last 100 years or so. Both of them hit Russia. The first one was the Tunguska impact that took place around the turn of the last century. And then we had the Chelyabinsk asteroid, which actually caused property damage and destruction. And no one was killed, though, when that hit just several years ago. And so we've had two city busters capable, in principle, of taking out New York, Berlin, London, if there was a direct hit. And those objects, these city busters, occur once every about 100 to 200 years. For the most part, they fall into the oceans, and we're not even aware of them, but yes, they are definitely out there. But what about the asteroids and comets that are smaller than a football field? That's where the danger lies. Because we don't really track them. They're so small that we only track them when it's too late, when they come up and catch us off guard. And that's what happens here. Five asteroids barreling our way, whizzing around the Earth. They'll come within a few million miles of the Earth. That's a hop, skip, and a jump from outer space. And when they do that, realize that we can track them and we know how big they are. They range from the size of a city bus to just smaller than a football stadium. So in other words, they're just below the range at which we regularly calculate the trajectory of these objects. In other words, they can catch us off guard. We don't track them. They're too small to be tracked. And now we have five of them. Five of them coming within a million or so miles of the Earth, whizzing by the planet Earth. Now, you may say to yourself, well, where's Bruce Willis when we need him? I mean, why don't we simply suit up, get on the space shuttle, and just blast that thing apart with a hydrogen bomb? Well, there's several things wrong with that scenario. First of all, there's no space shuttle anymore. It's been canceled. Sorry about that, folks. Not only that, but the space shuttle can't even reach in deep space. The space shuttle, all it could do was go around the planet Earth. The space shuttle can't even go to the moon, for God's sake. So forget the space shuttle. Forget Bruce Willis. Nope, Armageddon and his fleet of ships ain't coming at all. In other words, we are defenseless. Defenseless against these asteroids that are smaller than a football field. We don't track them, and they could easily catch us off guard. So what do we do about it? Well, we'll say a few things about that after the break. So once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. If you want to get on the show, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And my latest New York Times bestseller is called Quantum Supremacy, about the coming of the next generation of computers. quantum computers that will leave the digital era in the dust. So, give us a call, and you can get on Science Fantastic.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we were talking about killer asteroids that have come whizzing right by the Earth, and we are blissfully unaware of them. So, what do? At the present time, not much. We are defenseless. We're like deer caught in the headlights. Defenseless against these objects that come whizzing by the Earth all the time. Now that we track these things, we realize how common they are. So what do? Well, there is the DART mission. NASA was successful in terms of shooting out a probe that with a direct collision could nudge a rock in outer space. Now you may say to yourself, why don't we simply blow up the rock? Why don't we spend so much time calculating how to nudge an asteroid? Well, you see, if you blew up an asteroid with a hydrogen bomb, let's say, the problem is you have lots of mini asteroids coming at you. And these mini asteroids can actually do more damage than just one big asteroid. So blowing them up is not the way to go. The way to go is to nudge them, that is, deflect them, so they don't hit the Earth. And just remember that we have a big one coming our way, Apophis. Apophis is 1,000 feet across, bigger than the Rose Bowl, 1,000 feet across, and it'll come whizzing by the Earth around, what, 2039, I'll have to look up that date, is going to come whizzing around the Earth. It'll be so close to the Earth, you'll see it with binoculars as it goes right overhead. So that's a wake-up call. We're now talking about an asteroid that we track about 1,000 feet across, which is going to come whizzing by the planet Earth so close, you'll actually be able to see it with a pair of ordinary binoculars. Okay, also in the news, there's new developments in tracking dreams. Now, you may say to yourself, that's outrageous. How can science track dreams? When you wake up in the morning, dreams just dissipate. Well, it turns out that with MRI scans, we can now begin to communicate with lucid dreamers as they are dreaming. First of all, when you dream, the prefrontal cortex is shut down. Therefore, logic is thrown out the window and you fantasize. The amygdala lights up at the center of the brain. That's where nightmares are formed. That's why a lot of dreams are quite fearsome. And the back of the brain takes over, so you basically shut down conscious thought and go on automatic pilot. However, lucid dreamers can actually dream while they are, well, they can actually move around consciously while they dream. That's been written in Buddhist texts. Aristotle even mentioned that in his writings. People thought it was nonsense. How can you possibly be conscious when you dream? But it's true. With MRI scans, we can now see that the prefrontal cortex, the front part of your brain, the conscious brain, is alive and ticking even when the rest of the brain is in sleep modes. Lucid dreaming is not science fiction. And then the question is, can you communicate with somebody in the middle of a dream? And the answer is yes. What scientists have done is they've taken a lucid dreamer whose prefrontal cortex still lights up when they are dreaming and give them a little switch that they can hit with their fingertips. When they are in dream mode, they can click. So, for example, if you want to talk to the dreamer and ask the question, are you dreaming now? The dreamer would click and say, yes, I am dreaming now. And then you would ask another question, what are you dreaming about? You're dreaming about your family, people you know, and they would click. And then they would register, yes, I am dreaming about my loved ones. And so, in other words, you can actually begin to communicate with lucid dreamers. And then eventually, we'll be able to extract images of the dream. Now, how's that possible? It turns out with an MRI scan, by scanning the blood flow in the brain, you can then calculate the blood flow at different parts of the brain and reconstruct an image. This has already been done at the University of California at Berkeley, where I got my PhD so many years ago. And at Berkeley, they took dreamers, put them in an MRI scan, scanned their brain, digitized their brain for 30,000 dots of blood flow, calculated the blood flow of the brain, and reconstructed a photograph. That means that when you go to sleep, it may be possible to actually extract a photograph of your dream. Now, that we cannot do yet. What we have been able to do is prove that lucid dreaming is, in fact, real. It's not science fiction. We understand how it operates. That is, the prefrontal cortex lights up even when the amygdala lights up. The amygdala lights up when you dream, and it actually produces nightmares. And all the ingredients are there, meaning that lucid dreaming is not science fiction at all. Now, can you become a lucid dreamer? Would you want to wake up in the morning and remember the details of the dream and alter the dream while you are dreaming? Well, Buddhist texts teach you how to do it. I'm not sure if scientists have been able to reproduce this, but in Buddhist texts, they say that before you go to bed, you should consciously say to yourself, I'm going to dream, and I'm going to be in that dream, and I'm going to change that dream. I'm going to walk around in that dream. Consciously prime yourself. And then when you have that dream, you are paralyzed, so you can't do anything at all when you dream. But when you wake up, you have a notebook. And immediately, you write down what you were dreaming about, because the dream dissolves within a matter of minutes. Very soon, just when you wake up, go to the bathroom or whatever, the dream dissipates. So you have to keep a notebook around. And then it's not going to happen immediately. It's very frustrating. It may take a while before you get the hang of it. But these lucid dreamers, about 1% of the time, these lucid dreamers can really write down what they felt, how they dreamt, and alter the dream. They are conscious. They are conscious while they dream. And, of course, this sounds like science fiction. But no, it's actually true. Now, then the next question is, why? Why do we dream at all? Well, there's something called REM sleep, R-E-M, rapid eye movement. When you dream, the eye movements are easily tracked, so we know exactly when the dream starts and where the dream ends. And animals have this too. So do animals dream? We don't know. But animals do have REM sleep, which is what we have when we begin to dream. Now, why do we dream? Of course, there are many theories. Freud had a whole bunch of theories about this. But scientists today say that, well, one possibility is that your brain is like a file cabinet. Lots of experiences, lots of lessons, just this whole mountain of data, and you have to make sense of it. So at night, that's where dreams come in. You relive certain scenes because it's like cleaning your file cabinet. Then the next question is, why do we have nightmares then? Well, that's the function of the amygdala. The amygdala is where a lot of these dreams were created, in the center of the brain. And some of these things are unpleasant. Why? Because you are reliving unpleasant things, so they cease to be unpleasant anymore. In other words, it's good to relive unpleasant things, because then you control it. You're not haunted by them anymore. You can manage them. And so that's a theory that says that the reason why we dream is because it allows us to make sense of what happened that day or that week. And it allows you to confront your dreams that could be nightmares. Now, is that provable? No. What we can prove is the fact that you are dreaming, that you have conscious control of the dream, that you can communicate with the dreamer, but beyond that, it's still science fiction. So, sorry about that. But think about it for a moment. Maybe in the future, they'll be able to take the machine at Berkeley and hook it up to a lucid dreamer and begin to print out what that person is dreaming. This is amazing. Now, what they can do today is they can take a person, put them in an MRI machine, show them a picture. The MRI machine then calculates blood flow at 30,000 positions within the brain. And there's a computer that analyzes these 30,000 positions and learns to construct a picture from them. And that's what it does. I've seen these pictures. Pictures are rather interesting. Pictures of animals, pictures of people's faces. Yes, we're at the point where we can actually extract pictures out of the living brain. Beyond that, maybe we'll take a picture of your dream. Well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. This is Professor Michio Kaku, Professor of Theoretical Physics. The book to get is Quantum Supremacy, about the rise of the next generation of supercomputers, quantum computers, that will leave digital computers in the dust. And give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Trump White House official Peter Navarro found guilty yesterday of contempt of Congress charges for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Apple releasing a significant security update for iPhones and iPads yesterday to patch a newly discovered security weakness in the device's system software. The issue apparently is that the software flaw is being actively exploited to deliver commercial commercial spyware called Pegasus. Hurricane Lee has strengthened into a Category 5 storm. That storm is likely not done strengthening yet. The latest analysis of the megastorm this morning shows Lee has sustained wind speeds of around 165 miles an hour, and it is expected to get winds around 180. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on the program. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Once again, 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bugging you, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. And while you're at it, pick up a copy of my latest New York Times bestseller. It's called Quantum Supremacy, Quantum Physics Explained to a Child. Quantum physics is the language of Mother Nature. Mother Nature does not use digital. Digital is artificial. Is something that we use to approximate reality. Zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and one. Whoever heard of Mother Nature using zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones? You know, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the universe. Well, in the beginning, did God create zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones? No. Out of the Big Bang came atoms. And atoms are made out of electron waves. That's the next generation of computers. Computers that compute on electron waves. And they exist. We actually have them. And some of them can outrace a digital computer by a factor of a million. Now, some people think this is the future. Okay, well, let's now take some listener phone calls. And again, call 612-564-8135 if you want to get on Science Fantastic. So let's take the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Kirk. I listen to you on KRMS in Central Missouri. My question is when we look at galaxies in the distance and we measure them by light years, we determine that's how old they are. But is that assuming that we're in the center of the universe? If the center of the universe started with the Big Bang, wouldn't the universes closest to the Big Bang be the newest and the ones farthest away toward the edge of space be the oldest? So if we are not in the center of the universe, is there a direction we can look to find newer galaxies or older galaxies that may be closer to us than the ones farther away from us? That's my question. I hope you understand it. Thank you for your time.
Well, I think you hit the nail right on the head in terms of a picture that capitalizes the theory of the Big Bang. Think of a balloon. And if you are an ant on the balloon, and the balloon is expanding, you can ask the ant, where did the expansion come from? And the ant says, well, that's a dumb question. The balloon has no center. And because the balloon has no center, everything is moving away from me. And there is no center of the universe on the surface of the balloon. The center of the universe is inside the balloon. Now, if the surface of the balloon is three-dimensional space, that's everything there is, three-dimensional space. And that's the surface of the balloon. So in other words, the center of expansion did not take place in our universe. It took place in a different time. Okay? And that's how we get around the fact that we are not at the center of the universe. When we look around and we see the stars, it is comforting thinking that we're at the center, and all the stars are moving away from us, let's say. But that's not the way it is, because everything is moving uniformly. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue the discussion of the questions that you may have. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. So the answer to the question is, the universe has no center in our universe. Okay, let's take a short commercial break.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, if you want to ask a question or make a comment, then the number to call is 612-564-8135. You'll hear a recording. All we ask is that you leave your name, call that is in the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and ask that question that's always been bothering you. And just remember that no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on radio. Sometimes the stupidest questions are the most profound question of all. For example, over 100 years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked a really stupid question. And that stupid question was, can you outrace a light beam? Such a stupid question. Well, it took him 10 years to solve that puzzle. This young boy, when he was 26 years old, published the special theory of relativity. That young boy was Albert Einstein. And by asking a dumb question, can you outrace a light beam, he changed world history. The nuclear age, nuclear weapons, our understanding of the Big Bang, transistors, all of that touches base with relativity and also the quantum theory. And it was because Einstein asked a dumb question. Well, if you want to ask a dumb question about computers, get a copy of my latest book. It's called Quantum Supremacy, about the coming of the next generation of computers. You know, I just did an interview with 60 Minutes. So come fall on 60 Minutes, I'll be there talking about the wonders of a new generation of supercomputers, millions of times more powerful than ordinary computers. Okay, anyway, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
This is Dave Eagle. I'm calling from Kenai, Alaska. I'm listening to KFQD in Anchorage. My question is, will a major solar storm, for example, the 1859 episode, cause damage to a homeowner-style solar panel system? And even further, large industrial solar panel arrays? Thank you.
Well, you asked a very important question. Yes, in 1859, we had the famous Carrington event. A gigantic explosion took place on the sun, of all places. 8 minutes later, the remnants of that explosion hit the earth and just wiped out telegraph communications, short-circuited our electrical capabilities, and we had a global blackout. Now, back then, of course, we didn't have much in terms of electrical appliances. So some people didn't even notice the fact, other than the fact that the aurora borealis went berserk and we had northern lights going as far down as the equator. So most people just filed it away as is anomaly. Now we realize that we are in the middle of the electric age, and yes, another Carrington event could cause $2 trillion in property damage. That's the latest estimate of scientists, $2 trillion with a T, $2 trillion in property damage, not just the solar panels, but anything electrical could be short-circuited. So this is way beyond simply knocking out solar panels. We're talking about, first of all, the astronauts. The astronauts are going to go to a safe place on the space station when the thing hits. Power stations can get short-circuited. There may be blackouts all over the northern hemisphere, for example, if that thing hits. Your refrigerator will go on the blink. Radio, television, the TV, computer, anything electrical could be short-circuited. And there could be food riots within a few days with food rotting in refrigerators that don't work. There could be food riots taking place. There could be mass panic. $2 trillion in property damage. And what are we going to do about it? Well, we scientists went to Congress and asked for, a few million bucks to warn people about it and get reinforcement for electrical appliances. And all we got was giggling and laughter. What? The sun? The sun has a temper tantrum? I mean, give me a break. So we got nothing. So what are we doing to prepare for the coming event? Nothing. Now, to be fair, we tried to calculate when the last Carrington event took place. We now realize that these events are not common. They do take place on a matter of centuries, but it's been a while since we had the last Carrington event, and another big one can really ruin your day. It could paralyze entire nations. So anyway, give us a call. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, 612-564-8135 is the number to call. If you want to get on national radio and the internet to ask that question that's always been bugging you, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into like an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can give us a call. And once again, you can pick up a copy of my latest New York Times bestseller. It's called Quantum Supremacy. We're making the transition from digital computers to quantum computers. This is not science fiction. They already exist. There's a race. A race between China and Google and Microsoft and IBM to see which nation or company can capture the power of the atom with quantum computers. Some people think that who will dominate the next century? The nation that will dominate the world could be the nation that masters quantum technology. So get a copy of what the excitement is all about. The CIA is quite worried about this kind of computer as well. It's called Quantum Computation. The book is called Quantum Supremacy, when computers basically dominate everything. Okay, well anyway, let's move on now and take your listener phone calls. The number to call once again is 612-564-8135. So let's take the next listener phone call.
David from Anchorage, Alaska, 7:58. What's the heliosphere? And is there a possibility that there's more than one heliosphere out there? All right, thank you.
Okay, well, the sun radiates radiation in all directions and creates a sphere around itself, which is expanding, and it's called the heliosphere. So some people think that the heliosphere really marks the demarcation of the solar system. We think the solar system ends at Neptune or Pluto, but no, the solar system keeps on going because beyond that are comets. And then the next question is, well, what are beyond some of the comets? Well, that's where the heliosphere comes in, because the heliosphere represents the demarcation of the solar system as defined by all the stuff that comes out of the sun. And believe it or not, our space probes, like the Voyager, they pass the heliosphere. And beyond the heliosphere, what exists beyond the heliosphere? Deep space. So in some sense, we are in the middle of a bubble. There's a gigantic bubble surrounding the sun. We're inside this bubble. But our instruments, for the first time with the spacecrafts that I mentioned, have been able to go past the bubble into deep space, where we think there could be new physics, there could be new kinds of radiation, new kinds of environments to study, because one day our astronauts will perhaps leave the solar system itself, and we have to analyze the heliosphere. That's why it's important. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Cocker, this is Larry Chan from Manhattan, hearing you on Genesis. I'd like to ask you about the mathematics behind mazes. Is there a field of mathematics that specifically discusses mazes? Is it possible to make a four-dimensional maze that includes a factor of time? For example, if time travel became possible, might it be possible to create a maze where you have to travel to and fro through time in order to pass the maze? Maybe a section of the pathway is missing and only accessible if you go to a certain year. Or maybe you have to wait for a tree to grow in order to reach a particular location. Would quantum computers be able to generate this kind of problem?
Okay, well, you ask a very interesting question. First of all, a maze. Is it possible that mathematically we can represent a two-dimensional maze that we put a mouse in, for example? And the answer is yes, okay? Think of a checkerboard. If I have a checkerboard, I could put a number associated with each of the squares inside the checkerboard. These are called Cartesian coordinates. It was Descartes, the mathematician philosopher, who came with this idea of every point in space associating a number. On a two-dimensional chessboard, for example, every point on the chessboard can be represented by two numbers, the X and the Y coordinate, the length and the width coordinate. And so he introduced the concept of coordinates, Cartesian coordinates, by which we can measure the location of any object. This means that if I delete some of the positions within this Cartesian coordinate, I will get a maze. And then I can put the mouse in the maze, and the mouse will then transverse through all the different points that are still consistent with the rest of the maze. So creating a maze out of two dimensions is simple. Simply take a chessboard, remove some of the squares, and you have a maze. A three-dimensional chessboard is also possible. If you're a fan of Star Trek, they regularly play three-dimensional chess on Star Trek. It's the same thing. This time, you have not just a two-dimensional flat chessboard, you have a three-dimensional chessboard, a cube. And again, three numbers will describe every point inside this cube. These are called Cartesian coordinates in three dimensions. Then Einstein comes along and says, ha, three dimensions is not enough. You need a fourth dimension. A fourth dimension which we cannot see, but mathematically is possible to construct a maze in four dimensions. Every dot inside the maze can be represented by four numbers, not just length, width, and height, but length, width, height, and time. So Einstein introduced the four-dimensional chessboard, and then in string theory, which is what I do for a living, in string theory we're up to 11 now, 11-dimensional hyperspace. So we work in hyperspace when we want to calculate the motions of a vibrating string to calculate the properties of quarks and leptons and Yang-Mills particles. So we think that the universe is much bigger than we thought. The universe is not just three-dimensional, not just four-dimensional as Einstein thought, but we think the universe is actually 11-dimensional. And if you want to know more about where all these other dimensions are and whether you can travel in these other dimensions, get a copy of my other latest New York Times bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Get a copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, Quantum Supremacy, when we compute not on digital ones and zeros, we compute on electrons, the ultimate building block of matter in the universe. Find out what the excitement is about. In fact, 60 Minutes will do a show on my book and other developments in the field. The book, Quantum Supremacy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.